One of the things that freaked me out, and most probably freaked you out most during the worst waves of the pandemic, was the use of a term called excess deaths, which was used to describe the higher than average mortality in society. So every day around the world, give or take 120,000 babies are born and about 60,000 people die in various gruesome and miserable ways. Some people of old age, some people in their sleep. Yeah, some people get to have an easy send-off. But about half as many people die as are born every day, which explains why there are 8 billion of us in the world. So if suddenly you start seeing 100,000 people dying a day, it would suggest that something has gone awry because there are 40,000 excess deaths on a single day. That's something that people in the insurance industry look at very, very closely. Now, the chair at the Association of Savings and Investments South Africa CSI Committee is Anya Case. And Anya, there would have been times in the pandemic where life insurers would have been paying out considerably higher numbers of life insurance claims, no doubt, than they were used to doing. It seems to be tailing off a little bit now, though.
Yes, Bruce, indeed, the insurance industry experienced significant losses during 2020-2021, but it does seem that experience has started to stabilize now, and we haven't seen any more material spikes since the start of the year.
Now, the spikes, why are the spikes significant from an insurance perspective? I mean, does it tell us that the severity of the illness certainly seems to be passed?
Well, excess deaths still remain higher than pre-pandemic, but the spikes, yeah, during 2020-2021, the insurance industry saw significant spikes, and the experience was way worse than expected.
So why then are deaths now higher than they were in the pandemic if we're not seeing the sort of spikes and excesses that we were seeing at the worst phases of the pandemic?
Do you mean why do we still see excess deaths?
Yeah, why are we still seeing a higher level of deaths now than we were in 2019?
Yes, yes. Underreporting and capturing of COVID-19 deaths remain a significant problem in South Africa. And COVID is still around. It hasn't disappeared yet. It's also becoming increasingly difficult for us to separate out the impacts of COVID from other drivers of mortality, for example, a decline in socioeconomic conditions and continued unemployment in South Africa. However, some of the extra mortality could also be attributed to COVID survivors, so those people who have suffered severe disease and who are hospitalized but survived in the short term, but they might now be dying. Science has not been established a causative link that would allow, for example, a heart attack several months after COVID-19 infection to be attributed back to COVID-19. But it's very difficult to know exactly where those excess deaths are coming from.
Is there any evidence to suggest that because of the fact that we were locked up at home, some people were perhaps a bit more apprehensive than going out than others, apprehensive to go and see their doctors, apprehensive to go and have their checks and their tests and their regular screenings? Is there any evidence to suggest that that has had long-term consequences, that the cancer checks you may have done or whatever it might be have led to a rise in deaths now?
Yes, absolutely. We've definitely seen a delay in routine care and missed cancer diagnoses and missed other diagnoses, for example, diabetes and heart issues. And the elective surgery, delay in elective surgery could also lead to higher mortality. However, I do feel like the cancer diagnoses, if they would have come through already. And I think if someone had an issue or a symptom, they would have gotten the help, especially in the insured industry where people have access to healthcare. And the lockdown period was the issues with healthcare, I don't think lasted very, very long. Okay. I think if anyone, people would have gotten the help they needed.
What strikes me about these numbers today is just how few people in South Africa have life insurance. If we consider the number of death claims that you received as the big five of health of insurers in South Africa between March 2020 and August 2022, you only received 31,520 death claims, of which 4,700 were due to confirmed COVID deaths. Now, we know that more than 100,000 people, probably 120, 130, 140, 150,000 people died of COVID or COVID-related illnesses in that same period. Only a tiny proportion of people in South Africa, it would seem, are covered, have life cover.
Yeah, we must just be careful. This dashboard only refers to fully underwritten life policies, so we exclude group life and simplified issue and funeral policies. So it doesn't represent like all the claims that were that got paid during COVID. It's just a fully underwritten, as we refer to it, new generation mortality business.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that.
And gone through comprehensive medical and lifestyle assessment. And they've gone through underwriting.
Anya, thank you. Anya Case, who is the chair at the ACISA CSI Committee.